What's going to be ploini bualishti? A husband says that I know that this man lived with my wife. So locha is also who v'yachom mitzarfel horgoy. The husband and another aide could be mitzarf together to have this man killed. That husband is saying ploini bualishti. Husband is saying I know the way this Reuven lived with my wife, and therefore Reuven deserves to be killed. So if the husband and another man come to Beis Din, we'll kill this Reuven. But we won't believe them to have his wife killed. Why? Because the same svara that an adam is korvei to lishtoi, so you're not nema to say that your wife did an avera. By saying that your wife had znus, it's like saying upon yourself, so you're not nema. The Gemara says, my kumashpons, what are you teaching me over here? What is Rabbi teaching me? The mafagina v'dibura, that we could divide up these words. That we believe you what you're saying, that this man Reuven lived with your wife. So we believe you that this man lived with an Eishes Ish. Therefore, Beis Din hears from two people that this Reuven lived with an Eishes Ish. Therefore, Beis Din will kill this Reuven. But we do not believe them that it was his wife, because the husband is not nemut to say in Avera, can't pass his wife. Where it says, if so, Hainu Hach, it's the same aloha, Rabbi before, by plenty of Anil Ritzvaini. So what are two cases before? Gemara says yes. In the other child might want to say, Adam korvei l'atzmei amrina. In the first case, when you want to say that this Shimon had mishkav zocha with the person with you, with he himself, so then we do not believe you. Because if we believe you that you had mishkav zocha also, you're making yourself into Russia. And a person is not believed upon himself. That's called Adam korvei l'atzmei. We can't believe you to say this upon yourself. So that's one case. But eitzel ishtoi, but I would have thought to say if the husband wants to say this about his wife, maybe it's not called like one person. You're not called a korov to your wife. Maybe you would be nemut to say your wife had znus. So maybe we would believe you completely here. When a husband and another aide comes to Beis Din to say, I saw the way my own wife and lived with another man, maybe Beis Din will believe the husband 100% and will have the wife killed also. K'mashmalan, that's the chiddush of Rav Hanan. That there's a klal of odzim korveis lishtoi also, like ishtek gufay. Rashi says, et lishtoi amina, I would have thought to say, odzim korv linyan liburay. Well, mehenu lehu dibura, and lemikla, and lechavar, and lekla nami, I would have thought to say no, that once you, we believe the husband, that Reuven lived life, will kill the wife also. Kamash vlon, that there's a klal, odzim is korveis lishtoi. Like ishtoi kagufay, your wife is like you. So the same way you're not believed to pass for yourself, the same way we do not believe a husband to pass for his wife. That's Rabbi's Chiddush, that's for the wife who did not believe you. She is not killed, just the other is killed. The other Rabbi, Rabbi says another halacha.
That plainly brought Al Nara Hamaroso, if you want to say Edis, that this man was Mizana, who Nara Hamaroso, you don't say exactly which lady. You just say Reuven, we saw Reuven, he lived with the married lady, but you're not saying Edis upon the lady, you're just saying Edis, brought this Reuven lived with the Nara Hamaroso. And then we came out that his Eidim were caught to be liar, their Zama. So Locher is Nehorgim. We give Isa, but in Mishal Memamim, we do not make any money. And Rashi explains because they did not come to fight the Isha, lose her Ksuba. They did not say Eidis upon any Isha. They just said, Bo Anar Marasa. Their Eidis was upon them, upon the lady. So therefore, since they did not want, they did not make her Ksuba, they do not have to pay money. But what's going to be? Bitel Shaplaini, you say clearly that this Reuven was Mizana with such and such a Nara Marasa, you say clearly her name. So, now this Avis wanted to do two things wrong. First of all, they wanted to have her killed, and also they wanted her to lose out her Ksuba. And now we make Hazoma. We find out these Adim are Adim Zenonim. The law here is Nehorgan and Meshalmim. In this case, we give the Adim Misa, and before that, we make them pay the Ksuba to the Isha. The question is why, let's say, that there it is, there's also considered a case that you get Misa because you wanted to have the Nara Marasa killed. Now, even though really the money is Ksuba for her, but the Pshat is Rashi explains here she's a Nara. A Nara Marasa, the money does not go to her, it goes to her father. So really it was her father that was supposed to get the Ksuba. So you wanted her father to lose out. So when they father lose out, that's called Misa Lazer, Mama Lazer, therefore we would definitely make you pay both. Because in the first case, you did not say which lady. It's not make anybody lose out the Ksuba. But the second guess, if you say clearly which Nara Hamarasa, therefore is considered Misa because of her, and the moment you're making the father lose out the money, that's called Nefashas Lazer. The Yama Rav, we also have another case also, that Ploini Rova Hashor, if two Adam said that Ruvain has Nus live with the Shor, so you want to give them both Misa, the Huzmu, and now that these Adam are Adam Zerimim, Nahogim Vayim Misham and Mammon. Again, we give them Misa, because they wanted to have this Reuven killed, but since they did not say exactly which Shor, who the owner of the Shor was, so therefore they did not have to pay money. What about if the Adis was Shoyrish HaPlani? Shoyrish HaPlani is saying clear that Reuven lived with Shimon's Shor, so therefore you wanted clearly Shimon to lose out his Shor and Reuven to be killed. For Huzmu, then we found out these two Adim was Zemimim, Nahogim Mishalmim, we give these Adim Zemimim to pay back the money of the Shor, and we kill them. Why? Again, because it's called Nehogin Rishamim Mamed. Why? Because it's called Mamed Lazer Unafashas Lazer. They cost of Reuven, and they have to pay money back to the owner of the Shor. So we ask the question of Sul Lomli, what do we have to have the second case for? Hainawach, it's the exact same Kiddush as the first case. Mainafkumina Naram Rosas, the Misa and the Ksuba, the money, or else the Roveya with the Shor, it's also Misa Mamed. So most is true. But Mishum the Kaboy Boy Alabayev, because we have a question about this case. The Boy Rova Rovi has a question like this. Would it be Ploini Rova Shoyri? You say, Adis, that this Reuven lived with your Shor. Mao, do we believe you or not? Could you be Adis here or not? Mi Arminadu, we say, a person is Korvates Alatsmoy. You can't say Adis on yourself. But the Adim Korvates Alamaynoy. But you're not called a Kor of Negeti Yon Mom and Negeti Yon Shor. And we believe when you say that you are sure, like live with this man. Or Dilmamabel, and Rina, we say here also, Adam Korvates Mamainai. And if we would not believe you that you say you are sure, live with the man, we would not kill her. That was the Shiloh. And Bossed the boy, after he asked the Shiloh, heard the person, then he explained it. That yes, that Adam Korvates Latsme, we say, but we ain't Adam Korvates Mamainai. A person is not called a Korv to his Mamain. Therefore, we believe you when you say that you are sure of the shore to live with this man, and therefore we'll kill both the man and your shore. Here there's not a psul for Korv Eitzel Mamainai. That's the Kiddush, what Rebbe said over this case of a shore, since there was another Shiloh involved here. Alright, we'll stop here. You'll hold him off, you Roman Aleph. No, the Gemara says Mishnah again, Makis Peshloisha. To give Malkis, you need a bezin of three. Machloikis the Mishnah. So, what's the Peshan the first man, the Yoma? Minohan Emili, how do we know this to say that it's enough to have a bezin of three? Omar Rapuna, Omakro, the Posek says, Ushvatum. Ushvatum means Shnayim. And there's a Posek that says right before Malkis. So, Mashma for Malkis, you have to have at least two Dayonim. And the klal is v'yeng bezdin shokul. You can't have an even number for bezdin. Therefore, masifun aleihem moed echad harei kan shloisha. That's how you have three. Therefore, I know you need three dayonim. Rashi shvatim in the middle. Rashi says gabi malchus. There's a pasuk by malchus. For eti gemara is so elo meyatev. So the pasuk also right away says v'hetziku es hatzadik. So the chur of hetziku means shnayim. So you have to have another two. The Hershiyo also means Shnayim. If so, it means six. Ushvatum is two. Vetziku is two. And Vashiyo is two. If so, that's six. And you can't have six. You have to have an odd number. So Harekan Shiva. If so, you should have to have seven Dayonim then. Samanashar, how can you say three is enough? If you dash in these words, Vetziku and Vashiyo, Ushvatum, you should have to have seven. Samar says, no. These words of Vetziku and Vashiyo, that's not here for the Dayonim. Only the word of Shvatim is here for the Dayanim. Gemara says, no, humi boil elikadula. The words of Etzdika and Vashiyu, we use it for Ulus Halacha. The Yom Ulu says, Remez li Edim Zinamim min HaTorah. How is the Remez that there's such a pasha of Edim Zinamim that with two Edim said Edus, and then another two Edim come and say, you are false, you did not see it, you are with us. So, where's the Remez? So Gemara is the question, like Remez, where's the hint for this? For the Gemara, Remez, the Adim Zemimim, Voxid is not from the Pasuk. What do you mean a Remez? The Pasuk says clearly, Kasher Zomam. There's a whole Pasuk, there's a whole Pasuk about Adim Zemimim. That if you wanted to do something bad to somebody else,
that we do back to you, Kasha Zomam, what you want to do to him, we do back to you. So there's a whole Pasha in Devarim Yutes that talks about the Pasha of Edom Zenemin. So what do you mean to say? Where's the hint for it in the Torah? So more means like this. What Ula meant to say was, Ela Remez Li Edom Zenemin Shelaikin Minayin. How do we know that Edom Zenemin get Malkus? That's the Kasha. So Rashi explains that the first Mishnah in Malkus explains, it means, Heichod Ein Hazoma Yechonu Liskayim Behem. Kegoin, in a case where we cannot give them the real punishment of Kasha Zomam. Kegoin, when they say upon a Kohen, so he was a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. That's the first Mishnah Malkus. They say upon somebody's Chayiv Golus. And we dash in from Sukkim there, that we cannot give a Chayiv Golus, or the Chayiv of Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, back to the Edom Zenemin. So in such a case that we cannot give them the real Kasha Zomam, what do we do to them? The first Mishnah in Malkus says we give them Malkus. The question is, how do we know that? How do we know that in the case we cannot give them the real punishment of Kasha Zomam, that we give them Malkus? That's what Ulu's question was. So this, the answer is, the Chassid, because the Pasuk says, V'etzdiku es ha-tzadik, they made the tzadik right, V'eshiu es ha-rosha, they made the wicked one wrong, and therefore the Pasuk says, V'ayim v'nekes ha-rosha, that they give Malkus. That's the Pasha of Malkus. So Murray asks now, Mishum that Diku was a tzaddik, Mishu was a Russia, why you been a Kaiser Russia? Just because there's a psak din, and they said somebody's right and somebody's wrong, does that always mean there has to be Malkus? Like a lot of din the Torah, Yochai, if he's put in, there's no Malkus involved. Here the Pasuk is a mashma of Diku was a tzaddik, Mishu was a Russia, why you been a Kaiser, that you give Malkus. So the question is, what do you give Malkus for? What happened here? So Murray says, the Pasuk is talking about like this, Elo rather, Edim, Sheheshiyu es ha-tzadik. We're talking about the two Edim, Zimim came, and first they said four fadis. On a tzadik they said that he was a Rosha. The Yosu Edi Achrin, another two Edim came later, Vediku es ha-tzadik, and they came and made the tzadik into a tzadik, the Mikorah. The Shavinu Lahanech Rishoyim, and they made the first pair of Edim to be Rishoyim. That's what we're talking about. In the case of Edim Zimim, where first Edim came and made the tzadik into a Rosha, and then two other Edom came and said, no, he's a tzaddik. And the Edom are Rishoyim. In such a case, the Pasuk is saying, for Hoya im bin ha-kais ha-rosha. In such a case, what do we do to the Edom, Zedomim? We give them Malkus. Even though there's a klala of Kashi Zomam, but that's usually. But there are certain cases, where the Gemara Malkus starts off, where we can't give them Kashi Zomam. So in those cases, they get Malkus. But the Gemara of a Tetigle, if you want to know a mocker where to give Malkus to Edim Zimim, why don't we learn it out? The Tetigle, learn it out, Milay Sana. It's nothing allowed. The Torah says don't say full Fadis. So the answer is, Mishum the Hezele Lav Shein by Maisa. Because saying full Fadis is only Dibur B'yalma, it's a Maisa. There's no Maisa involved. And the Klal is, V'chol Lav Shein by Maisa, ain't liking a look. He did not get Malkus. The Gemara in Malkus, we'll see later on, learns it out. So Mela, that's all Ula meant to say here. Here's the remez of Edom Zeimim from Mediko and Vishio. Therefore, those two words are not for Dayonim. Only the word of Shavotim is for Dayonim. That's what Tanakhama says, enough to have three Dayonim. And then the Mishnah says, Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Amru, Be'eskim Mishloisha. No, you need a bezin of 23 to paskin Malkus. But the Gemara, my time with Rebbe Shmuel, what's his reason? Amr Abaya Asiya Rosh Rosh. He has a Gzeirah Shava of the word Rosh and Rosh. Michai v'misas. Ksiv hoch, it says over in the Pasha of Malkus, v'ho yim bin ha-kais ha-rosha. It says the word Rosha by Malkus. Or ksiv hosam, it says in by Midbar, asher hu Rosha lomus. And they're talking about killing him. So ma lahalan b'yetzo m'shloisha, just like by killing somebody. You need a bezin of 23. Afkan b'yetzo m'shloisha. The same thing here also. You give somebody Malkus, you also need a bezin of 23. Rav Omer Rav says, Malkus b'moka misa medis. Another svara. The reason why Rabbi Shmuel says you need a bezin of 23, because he holds Malkus is b'moka misa medis. So Rashi explains, Malkus b'moka misa medis means the chivon d'ovra lazarus bari. Someone did not listen to Hashem, he did an aveira. Royu lamos, he's fit to be killed. O misa zu k'nasa lavakosiv. Pareyu kiyakos min amisais. In other words, that's what we say, you get Malkus. If you do an aveira, that's mamish like you deserve to be killed. It's a type of a misa. So therefore, that's the svara. So just like misa needs 23, that's why Malkus also needs 23. Malkus is a type of a misa. Because the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha, Brei, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, Ehochi, if so, if Rav is right, Umdin olamali, lamachia. Like, why do we have to check out the person? The locker is, the Malkus is 39. Only if you could take it. We have to check him out to see how much he could take. If he could only take 21, you don't give him more. The question is why? Hidden. I, the Mayas, Lomas. If he dies, let him die. If you tell me now Malkus is the type of a Misom, so why do I care if he dies? So my answer is no. Oh my lay, oh my core, the Pasuk says, V'nikle ochicho li'enecho. That means your brother should be embarrassed in front of you. So idashin ki machis, when you hit him, agabo dechai machis. You have to hit a live person. That's the pasuk of Nikla. Rashi explains. Bishor shaloika, the time when you hit him, yiya ochicho. It should be your brother, which means he has to be alive. So therefore, you can't give him malchus after he dies. So Chiti can only give him as much as he can still be alive. The Gemara still asks though, Eloho de Tanya, so still sure, that's what we learned. Omdu lekabel esrim. Let's say the doctor says he could take 20 malchus, 20 he could take. So locher is, ein makin oisi ele malchus a real ishtalish, you only give him 18. The kam heve, it can only be something divided by 3. How much is the closest divided by 3 to 20? Kidney, sorry, that's 18. So you can't give him more than 18 malchus, even though really he could take 20. And what's the reason the bottom Rashi says? Shemayin us the malchus a real ishtalish with shloshech lokim minim. You have to have malchus that can be divided up by 3. Why? Because every malchus has to be shemakas shtei yodas nachurup. 2/3 of their whips are on his back. Or shlish milafon of 1/3 is in front. Or mikra nafkla meelohen aloik. We're not going to post it. The kiss of malchus has to be by 3 because you have to give 2 in the back and 1 in the front. Therefore, we could take 20, but 20 is not a number divided by 3. Therefore, we can't give him more than 18. Here's the kasha. Why? Fred the Gemara, Lamachaya, Esri.